restricted to solely martial pursuits, because let's be honest, when was the last time you physically saw a knight or a soldier in full-out armor? Anybody been to the Renaissance Fair recently? No? Watched Braveheart or some such recently? No? See, that's the problem, is sometimes these images are held within a particular time. And because of that, we don't think of it fully. Paul uses what would have been a fairly common image, the idea of that Roman soldier. And when I say Roman soldier, all of you think of a particular image. It's probably the square shield, the pilum, the gladius at his side, the banded armor across his chest, the helmet with that weird wing in the back. You all are thinking of a particular image. But the reality is that Paul chooses that because it's a common image. But that image, or what those things represent, could be something else just as easily. I talked about sunscreen for the kids. But what about preparing for a game you're going to play? You know, when you're putting on your armor for lacrosse, you got to put on the helmet because somebody might hit you in the head with a stick. And I'm really glad I have Liam's helmet because he takes a few shots to the helmet. It's not clean. You know, put on the full armor of God, you know, the chest pad. And whew, should have turned off the fans. It's a little gamey up here. You've got the gloves to protect your hands. You've got the elbow pads. All of these could have been the image that Paul used and worked with. And he used the particular image because it was common. So don't get wedded to the armor per se, but the image of those things which are part of what we do. Call it the uniform of God now. All of us have things that we particularly put on a uniform for, don't we? I have a uniform when I mow the lawn. I've got my ear protection, got my safety glasses, my hat. I've got my junky shorts, my junky shirt. I've got my phone in my pocket for my music, and I go. Oh, wait, I forgot two other pieces of equipment. I've got socks on and my old nasty boots, because you don't use a brand new pair of white shoes, do you? They'll start out white and then they'll end up green. All of this is my uniform for mowing, and it's a common image for me. So think about a common uniform for yourselves as you think about this, because it's not about what is being imagined. It's the functionality of what it does. It protects you. It keeps you safe. With the equipment I showed, everything serves a purpose. Everything is there for a reason. When I talked about my lawn mowing uniform, everything there is for a purpose. The hat is to prevent sunburn on my face, ear protection to prevent hearing loss, although some people might have their music up a little too loud and all that. The safety goggles, those aren't regular sunglasses. Partially because somebody made me once watch a video about what happens when regular sunglasses and all of the debris and all of that. But the fact is, these are necessary pieces to keep us safe and allow us to serve God. So the armor image is all about being protected. And we see how Paul moves even beyond that image as he starts talking about one of the most necessary pieces, prayer, at the end. It's this nice little add-on addendum. Oh, by the way, guys, I forgot. I ran out of pieces of armor, so I had to throw in prayer at the end. But prayer cannot be thrown in at the end, can it? Because we are called on to persevere in prayer. Paul uses this beautiful blend of specific and general pieces of a life that a Christian should live to drive home his image. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. It's pretty specific. But then we get into a more general idea in your footwear. Your footwear, as you march on, or as you mow the lawn of faith, or as you play the lacrosse game of faith, your footwear is less clear. It is whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel. We might think of this in terms of things. What will help you proclaim but the word is separate. It's its own thing. So is it a thing? No, it's not a thing. It is an experience. It is what our experience is. That is what prepares us to tell of the word, what God has done. That is the thing on our feet. It is that which allows us and makes us ready to proclaim the gospel. Our life experience with God. Is it the same for all of us? No. Every one of us has a different walk of faith. Every one of us has told a different story of our relationship with God. They're similar, but they are not the same. There are moments when we are called on to bear witness to what God has done for us, through us, and in our lives. Those are those things that we are proclaiming the gospel. So whatever makes us ready are the experiences, the stories that happen. When we look at church history, it isn't as much a collection of how people walk with God, but how God has walked with people. And every time there is a story to be told, a witness to be born. Now, more traditional branches of Christianity, there's a little discomfort with this. More evangelical circles refer to these moments as when I came to Christ. And there are those who believe that they are raised in the church, so they don't have that singular moment. But their moments are more of a steady, steady, steady walk of that faith. Is there a level of shame that you don't have the big, shiny, I came to Christ at this moment at camp when the music was all playing? No. Your moment is your moment when you came to know that Christ was with you and in your life. And if you didn't have the thunderbolt or thunderstorm moment like Martin Luther, that doesn't mean your story is any less beautiful, because what is happening is those are the footwear with which you are protected by God to serve God. That story is your story. Now, the things that Paul uses to represent the armor aren't exactly changing the world in there. They're very basic and foundational to our lives as Christians. Now, think about that. Faith, truth, those things are foundational to what we are and whose we are. But it is all of them together with us. That's what matters. And that's the key here. Because Paul uses a key phrase, put on the whole armor of God. It's a key word. Panopleon is that word. The full armor is what it translates as. In English, we have the word panoply, or all and everything, the entirety of something. The armor is not just putting on the helmet. It's not just salvation. It's not just the belt of truth. It's everything together Paul makes sure to tell us to wear all of these pieces together. And that's extremely important, because missing one or two pieces of the armor makes you more vulnerable. If you're a soldier, your armor is based on making you more protected as you could be. And if you're missing, say, your shield, how are you going to protect yourself? Well, all of the other parts have to work more, and you are very vulnerable. If you go out on the lacrosse field and you forget your helmet, well, one, the referees will penalize you and say you need the helmet. But even the most basics of a mouth guard are part of your equipment. And if you do not wear your equipment, you are less ready and less prepared. If you don't wear the equipment, you are not wearing the full armor, the full protective gear that God has set out. Would any of us get into the batter's box against Garrett Cole without a helmet? I mean, that full suit of armor sounds pretty good right about then. The fact of the matter is that when we leave one of these pieces out, one of these parts of the armor of God, you are vulnerable and you are at risk. You are not following what God has set out for you. One plays off of the other. One assists the other to make us more protected. But what is more is the full armor of God is a defensive mechanism. It is meant to keep you safe. It is not meant to hurt or attack others. It is armor meant to defend you. You don't use these pieces and parts to attack others. I mean, I'm sure Liam would say, well, you know, you get your shoulder pad into a guy, you know, you can certainly get him. These are not intended for these purposes. You do not wear a helmet to attack your enemy. And all of this makes sense until we talk about the sword. The sword, that is the word of God, and that is probably one of the most misused pieces of the armor of God. How often do we attack people with scripture? How often do we attack one another with it? Too often. But the word of God is not for us to attack each other, but us to feel protected, to use, to defend ourselves. Too often we attack with the sword when we are meant to defend. Faith, truth, righteousness, our walk with God, the word of God, and prayer are all meant for us to use. To use to keep us in faith. To use together. To put on and use. They aren't for show. They are to be used. These are pieces of equipment, both to armor and help us. Help us all together. You don't use your armor for purposes it isn't designed to. You make sure that it's on and you're using it in your daily life. Now, think about Paul as he talks about this, as he looks out on what's coming his way. He gives you a really great clue as to where his life is. I am an ambassador in chains. He's in jail. He doesn't know what's coming his way specifically. He knows that he is in jail for preaching the gospel. He is in jail for doing the thing he does best, teaching and preaching and writing letters. And yet, in this moment, he is encouraging his followers, the followers of God, to lean into these things, to put on the armor of God as the challenges of faith will come, as the attacks on faith will come. Those questions, those issues still come. Questions like, how could God let this happen? Challenges of, how will we ever get through this moment? The big and the small, the deep and the mundane, all push on us, all force us to try and defend ourselves. Do we have the full armor of God with us, on us? As we seek to serve God, do we wear that full armor to keep ourselves safe? Faith, truth, salvation, all of that together. Are we wearing it? Do we use it? Or did we forget our helmet at home? Make sure as we go forth that you wear the full armor of God, the full armor of our faith, so that we might serve God and serve His kingdom. At this time, let us respond to God through our gifts.